Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, have you been drop-shotting the bridges, or has the winds precluded you from doing that and forced you to take alternative actions?
Well, other than yesterday, Don, I did fish the bridges pretty much every day last week with varying success. It seems every day we're catching 25 to 35 fish, but some days it's 20 speckled trout and 5 catfish, and other days it's 20 catfish and 5 speckled trout. But they're there. They do seem to be moving around quite a bit. So I kind of, you know, my best spot, or I think it's my best spot, I try it for maybe 20 minutes. And if it doesn't work, I really stick to the 10-minute rule pretty accurately and stay at a spot for 10 minutes and then just continue moving until you find what you're looking for. That's been the pattern. Yesterday we had rain run us in before 10 o'clock, so we didn't get to move around too terribly much, and what we caught was reflective of that.
Yeah, any reports from some of your other haunts, you know, the Mr. Go, or possibly over there by the wall and even further down towards Biloxi Marsh?
I had one of the captains that runs trips for me run down towards the wall. I had some dirty water earlier in the week, and he hung out right around the Air Products Canal and came back with a mixed box. Sheephead, drum, the occasional redfish, flounder, not many trout, mostly those other type species. But if you go in those areas, you know, and he's fishing live shrimp on a drop shot, there's some fish there.
Mike, you mentioned catfish, and this year particularly it's become a very important part of your catch, and I think it's important to point out to a lot of people hearing this that are strictly saltwater fishermen saying, well, what are you talking about catfish? You're thinking you're talking about hardheads or gaff tops. Talk about the type of catfish you've been catching.
Yeah, we're catching freshwater catfish in Lake Pontchartrain, mostly blue cats, but the occasional channel cat, and those are very good to eat. Takes a little while to get the hang of cleaning them. They're not too bad to clean, but excellent on the table. Very good table fare and relatively plentiful.
You know, Mike, I got a text from some friends of mine, Tom and Ray Nell, some longtime fishermen, and we were talking about that closure of the 510 bridge across to Paris Road from I-10, and they say they fish the same area as the Shell Beach, and they just launch at the Rigolets and get there quicker than by the car. Would that be a good alternative for people that don't want to drive through the city of New Orleans to put the boat in there by Rigolets and run down towards Shell Beach? How long does that take you? Because you run that pretty regularly.
I'm right at the L&N Bridge right now in Lake Bourne. It's very calm. So if I were to go to Shell Beach from here, I would think no more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference, you know, obviously cars are more efficient than boats. So you'd be little bit more in fuel. Now, you would certainly have several options to stop and fish along the way. We're going to go to the Biloxi Marsh and target redfish today, but I'm looking at three platforms right on the western edge of Lake Bourne. I see one boat at one platform. So those other two platforms aren't being fished at the moment. There's actually only two boats at the L&N Bridge, and the water's fairly clean. Today, we got some small tides, so fishing these passes, these choke points where the water is going to be moving, is probably a good idea.
Are you thinking about stopping at any of those platforms on your way to the Biloxi Marsh, or are you making a beeline for the marsh?
I'm going to try to make a beeline for the marsh unless the wind stays down and the gnats try to eat us. Then we'll fish some of those platforms on the eastern edge of the Biloxi Marsh and let the wind pick up. I think around 8 o'clock, it should pick up to about 5 miles an hour, and that'll be enough to chase the gnats off.
A lot of times those platforms are overlooked. Tell people how you fish those platforms in Lake Bourne.
When I have good conditions, I try to start up current, put the trolling motor down, and fan cast. You know, try to pay attention to where you are and communicate with your other fishermen on board when somebody gets a bite or catches a fish. See if you can hold in that position and see if there's more than one fish in that area. If not, just circle the platform, fish towards it, fish away from it. Feel for shells on the bottom. Most likely, if you find trout, they're going to be hanging where there's hard shells or a hard bottom.
How many times have you seen it where there might be two, maybe even three boats fishing a platform, and just one corner of that platform seems to be where all the fish are, and all the other things being equal, throwing the same bait, fishing the same, you know, way?
that is relatively common, Don. They'll be in little schools, and you know, when you hook a speckled trout, he regurgitates what's in his stomach, and the other fish will eat that. So the more you catch them, they're chumming for other ones, and they'll sort of gang up in an area. A lot of times it takes 45 minutes to an hour for that scenario to play out. But if you keep baiting the water and keep fishing in that area, you start fishing an area maybe three blocks behind you, because what they regurgitate goes down current. Other fish smell that and work their way up current to see where that source is coming from. And that source is you, and you catch them.
Sometimes it's called pulling fish off of another boat. Mike, great stuff. Good report. Good luck to you and your guys headed to the marsh. If somebody wants to get you, you're on my website. Easy to find there. Give us your site and the telephone number.
You can find me at aaofla.com. And the reliable telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right. Till next week. We'll see you then.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Always got a good, well-rounded report on a pretty large area.